1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
In the sports?
The next root beer float. Yes.
Can be if you want. Got a big game tonight.
Actually, yeah, it's a big day around these here parts. Tonight, 5:30, Bucks and Pacers in Indiana. The Bucks, well, they have to win. There's just no way around it.
This is the definition of must win. That term gets thrown around a lot. This is must win. You lose, season's over.
There's not going to be Giannis or Dame in this game.
That's your gut feel?
I would agree
with that, actually.
Put that one away. Just it's not going to happen. It's not going to probably, if it goes to a game seven, I don't think they come out for game seven either.
They're both listed yesterday. They were both listed as doubtful. Both Giannis and Dame, which I would take to believe they're not going to play.
But the Bucks won without them Tuesday night.
They sure did.
Can they do it again?
And they won by 23 points.
Why not? Indiana's not a team that has had, I mean, this isn't the Celtics. Good Lord.
They did exactly last night what you said they were going to do. They're going to finish off the Heat, and they did.
Yeah. I mean, the Heat, granted, they were banged up. No Jimmy Butler, no Jaime Jaquez, but whew, buddy. Man, yeah, hashtag Heat culture. I guess that means getting your ass kicked. I have this grand proclamation in my head. I'm like, what if the Bucks won? What if? And this team figured out a way to win this series. We got a lot to do to get there first, not counting any chickens. But, man, think about the Knicks / Sixers, whoever comes out of that series, because that one looked like it was over. And then the old New Yorkers, they were all celebrating, and Tyrese Maxey happened.
I saw that John Stewart picture everywhere yesterday, by the way, that just stunned – 1,000-mile stare that he had. Just it was everywhere.
I thought Tracy Morgan's middle finger was better, but that was pretty awesome.
I thought, wow, this really hit those Knicks fans hard. That 26 seconds left, and they were up by 6 points.
Yep.
And they lost. Just it was insane.
Sixers had an and-1 three, and then the Knicks missed a free throw to keep them alive, and then they hit a 32-footer to force overtime.
Yeah.
And now after review, they're saying Maxey traveled, or there was something.
Really?
There wasn't a foul there or something?
Yeah, put that away. Just forget about it, New York. You lost.
The two-minute report?
Yeah.
The only missed call in the NBA this season. Right.
What's the track record for that, getting the result of a game changed after I don't know, after it's over, even after it's over for a minute. I mean, much less a day or two.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there was a boxer yesterday who tested positive for PEDs, Ryan Garcia, and, he still knocked that dude out, so I guess you can't take that away from our minds.
Tyrese Maxey's 4-point play should not have counted.
Okay,
it was a travel.
NBA Send said that. Maxey traveled before his 4-point play, about 25 seconds left in regulation.
Send that to WFAN. I'm sure they'll have a good old time with that.
Yeah, well, Nick Nurse, he filed a grievance earlier in this series, right?
Yeah.
So now he just got it back.
New York got their call in the Brewer game when Judge slapped the ball out of the air on a double play. That was their gift, non-call. Mm-hmm. So this is a universe evening things up. But what if I'm a Mets fan? Well,
I mean, Maxey was pretty much mugged in that earlier game in this series.
Well, didn't the 2-minute report say that he was fouled?
It did, yeah.
Yeah, so. And I texted my buddy who's a Knicks fan. Now, he doesn't live in New York City, so I consider him maybe a little more reasonable. But he said, yeah, we stole game two, so it's even. I was like, wow, really?
It evens up.
All right.
This was payback. Nick Nurse finally got the results for his grievance. They just gave him this game here.
He knew that Mitchell Robinson would leap in the air like a dope on a pump fake down up six. What are you doing, dude?
Even if you go up in the air on a pump fake on a three and he hits it and he gets, you still got the lead with how many seconds left?
3-point lead with, what was that, like 20 seconds left? 20
seconds.
Then they get free throws and he only made one.
You're still looking pretty good, I would think, but then you're not looking pretty good and it's, but getting back to the Bucks.
Yes.
Did the Bucks figure out how to slow the Pacers down, or did the Pacers just come back to earth the other night? And do we count on them coming back to earth for this game six down in Indianapolis tonight? Because Rick Carlisle isn't going to go, well, let's try that again, that game five plan.
Well, they did that again. Where the switches screwed them up.
Yeah, that's what they said. That slowed them down.
Yeah.
Right. So and Rick Carlisle is going to go.
That was brilliant coaching on Doc's part.
Right.
Second half, they came out and had Middleton and Brooks switching on Turner.
But Carlisle is going to try to counter that somehow for tonight's game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That's his job.
That's his job, right.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, the Pacers right now are better than the Bucks, talent-wise. There's not really much of defense on the other side. I'm not saying that Chris Middleton stinks, but if Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis are your two best players, you're not making the playoffs, right? This is a team that their two best players, two superstars, are out. And they went out there and kicked their ass on Tuesday. And hopefully they could do it again tonight. I mean, you're asking a lot. But even when Bobby Portis got ejected in game four in the first quarter, I still thought they showed a lot of fight, and they didn't have enough as the game wore on.
Who is our foreigner that's coming off the bench that we haven't seen
Danilo
all season?
Danilo Gallinari?
I heard people,
he's
national
like a scoring machine.
I heard people who have national sporting shows, sports talk shows, say, I didn't even know he was in the league anymore.
Right, but
that's because he was on the Pistons before we got him.
Then they reference how he scores. He throws in points.
I was a little shocked to see them go to him, and he came through.
He used the whole bench, right? Doc used everybody.
Not everybody.
Like, yeah. I'm surprised that
Marjan still doesn't use Thanasis, really.
Thanasis got in the game last game I watched, he was in.
Played 2 minutes, yeah.
I wouldn't mind using him a little earlier just
throw
for
some
energy
around.
And a little bit of, yeah. When it gets physical out there, get the Nassus in there. But Marjan Beauchamp, for some reason, has not gotten any meaningful minutes in this series. I don't really know why, but I don't know.
Coach's decision.
He's really down at the end of the bench right now.
So, Indiana tonight, 5:30.
It's going to be the Planet Patch game.
Yeah,
it's
time. Is this his game?
It's time, baby. I need Planet Pat. You've had some good ones. We know what you're capable of.
He was a huge contributor last game.
I know.
His numbers weren't that big.
That's what I was going to say. You can't just look at numbers and
steals
go.
And right. Just he was all
it's
over
all coming
the
together,
floor.
Baby. It's, it's 24's time.
What do you when you say go off? What are you talking about? How many points?
I'm saying we're hitting three threes tonight. I don't know. It could be 9 points, but I'm saying some big threes are coming from Planet Pat. Hasn't been shooting it all that well this year.
So that's the bottom. You say three threes from Pat, and then maybe other things.
He does a lot of other things out there.
He had 4 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block in Game Five. He was very good in Game Five. And tonight's the night, baby.
Well, they won't be chanting Planet Pat sucks. Bobby Portis is ready for that. He says he's going to let it motivate, energize. What was the word he used?
Fuel him.
Fuel him this evening because he knows it's coming.
Yeah.
So Bobby is ready
really
for it.
Knocked back on his heels when he, what are they saying? What?
Are they saying about me?
I don't know if I can play.
Are they saying Boo Earns?
Let's go, Brandon. What does that mean? Yeah, no, Bobby's ready for it. He says, okay, bring it on.
I think he was confused. They were chanting Bucks and Six. No, it was Bobby Sucks.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So he's ready for it tonight.
It's going to be a fun night of basketball.
Need Brooke to hit some threes tonight, too, when he gets rolling.
He's delivered
on the threes
in the playoffs. He's done his part.
Last game, though, he wasn't hitting from three. But others were. And he got going inside. But
yeah,
you need him. When he's hitting from outside, it causes
I
all
do
kinds
like
of
watching
problems.
The old Brooks when he gets the ball down low. And,
yeah,
you know, old-time basketball, big man with the ball. I will he's back you down.
He's the best slow-motion player in the NBA. It looks like he's just moving in slow motion.
I do not mind watching him down low with the ball.
Yeah, his footwork is so good. It's
you
unbelievable.
Know, and they really need to make the short shots. They were missing tons.
You cannot miss those six those
three-footers. They were missing. They bounced layups off the rim.
Zero-footers,
that's
right.
When you're clinching. You know,
those have to go.
Can't clench.
All right, so
who
just
has
make
the Bucks
all your shots, have a couple of nice steals and defensive, yeah. Okay.
It would be
good game plan.
It would be irresponsible to just assume that the Bucks already know this. I'll call them later today and tell them.
I'm going to need you guys to make some shots.
Just make some notes.
Some steals would be nice.
Yeah.
So, but then the game after
are
the
Are you
Bucks,
guys working hard? Yes, Mr. Simpson. Could you possibly work harder?
Okay, so the Bucks game is huge. It's in Indiana. Again, hostile environment for the Bucks.
What's game time?
5:30.
5:30.
5:30 is game time. Probably more like 5:40, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they'll start at 5:30, but blah, 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 blah. But then after the Bucks,
baby.
I really, if I was going to stay up for a game in the playoffs so far, it would be the Sixers and Knicks in Philadelphia. And I really don't care what happens on the court. I want to watch the crowd cam and see. Is anybody from New York going to go to that game and say a word?
Yeah.
The Philadelphia owners bought up all the remaining tickets.
About 2,000 tickets.
Yeah. So in an effort to keep the Philadelphia or the New York fans out.
The Philadelphians. They announced that Josh Harris, David Blitzer, and David Adelman have teamed up with Michael Rubin, the owner of Fanatics, to buy more than 2,000 tickets.
There were 2,000 tickets available.
No, these were on the secondary
right,
market.
Right, but they were out there. 76ers fans had to sell those tickets or put them on the market again.
Mm-hmm. Hey, wow. Man, they're looking out for themselves, baby. Trying to make that extra buck.
Wow. I just think that
cheesesteaks don't those cheesesteaks don't buy themselves.
It's you get those New York fans; they'll pay crazy money for them, and Philadelphia fans are like, "Fine,
there you go. Pay your extra money." Mm-hmm. Michael Rubin even tweeted out about it and said, "We absolutely cannot let Knicks fans take over our arena again." And they're giving them to the first responders, healthcare professionals, and other local Philadelphia-based organizations.
It's too bad Philadelphia doesn't have an American League baseball team. You know?
Why is that?
Get in the mix with the Yankees and Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well,
they get the Mets.
They get the Braves.
Yeah,
I
but
hear
then,
you.
Then you don't have a Boston team in the National League.
Right, yeah.
Phil, I mean, we, for a while, the Nats tried to do promotions to keep the Philly fans out of Nats Park because they would do the same thing. They would come down and take over Nats Park when the Nats were stinky.
We have such a crunch of big cities there.
We have that with the Cubs fans. But
yeah,
what's the point of building the stadium? So you want people coming
want
to your city and spending money.
Exactly.
So,
right. So is it a
bad
thing?
That's how it was sold. Well, people will come in.
Yeah.
They'll spend money on local businesses, hotels, restaurants. Yeah.
Taxes. Yeah. We'll get their tax money.
And yet we're furious as Brewer fans.
Don't want them here?
Yeah. Don't let those Cubs fans in our ballpark. Yeah. No, this is why we built it. But it kills me to hear them cheer. More, like, the cheers are as loud for a Cubs hit as they are for a Brewers hit.
Then let's just beat them. Let's take their money
and
send them home blubbering.
That's the best case scenario, I think. I enjoy
you
that.
You don't have any answer to that, do you?
Well, I was going to say, I do. Can you guarantee that we'll always beat them? Okay.
No, of course not.
Can Can we at least, when we do beat them, raise an L on a pole somewhere out there?
Oh, you want like a victory flag?
There's always a Brewer fan who's got an L to wave when they beat the Cubs and on the Cubs colors like the W.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
we have a colorful local character light up a cigar somewhere? Like Red Auerbach used to do in the Boston Garden.
Sure.
How can we mock Harry Carey somehow?
Well, Cubs you put a,
lose!
Put a big pair
Cubs
of glasses
lose!
On someone.
But you're right. They built it for them, for people to come here yeah. and from Minnesota and Detroit and Chicago yeah. and all over the place. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati. Yeah, come to Milwaukee. It's a great ballpark. We got a roof. It's not going to get rained out. If you buy a ticket, you're going to see a game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Damn it.
Well, I don't know.
Damn
if this
it.
Is, I don't know if this is a good
careful what you wish for.
10 years ago today is when the origin of Dame Time began.
Oh, yeah?
He hit his game winner to win the first round series against the Houston Rockets. So,
Was that the first time he went to his wrist, like looking at his watch, like it's Dame time? Was that the
was
genesis?
There a play-by-play guy that right. said Dame time?
Well, I think it was just the first time that he kind of gave everybody the know-how of who he is from a standpoint of, you know, being as clutch as he
I'd want to see
in
that
postseason.
In 4-inch letters on the top of the sports page, you know.
Somebody said it.
Somebody, somewhere.
Like, en fuego, you know. Someone, yeah. Yeah. someone said
we,
it first.
We gave that to Dan.
I know.
We
that's why,
gave that to Dan. Yeah.
But I saw a tweet. I have no idea what the, if there's any truth to this or not, but said that he had a Chipotle burrito yesterday.
Dame.
Yes.
Okay.
And he does that.
He only has them
the day before he plays to carb up.
What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
What? Now, maybe he's going through his whole routine as if he's going to play and it'll be more like a game time decision. Or he's getting ready.
Oh, brother. Okay. I'll be in front of
the pregame burrito, the day before burrito.
So either he's getting
if Dame plays tonight,
or just a cautionary burrito.
I don't here. I'll
cautionary burrito.
I'll preface it this way: if I don't think he'll play,
I don't either. But
however, if Dame steps out on that floor, we're winning. It's gonna get in. It's gonna live rent free in the Pacers' minds. Like what?
Yeah.
What? He's out here. It's like, yeah, baby. Calling it right now. If Dame's on the floor, we're
calling
winning.
It. Okay.
We're winning. I don't think he'll play.
I don't. I'll be stunned if Dame or
I definitely don't Giannis think Giannis is playing.
Step on the floor for this series. If they're gonna win this series, it's gonna be without them. So. And just because they won Game 5, for some reason, it's like renewed hope. Like, well, they can do it. They showed they could do it. Okay, can they do it in Indiana? And if they win tonight, then all the pressure is on the Pacers.
Oh, man.
About being
if
jokers.
They win tonight, yeah. Saturday at yeah. Fiserv, oh, buddy.
Yeah. That's really what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for this win tonight for Saturday, for the big, big matchup, for the one that, you know.
I don't know what time it would be on Saturday, but we would have – we'd have quite the day, especially if Philly can win tonight too. We'd have two game sevens and the Derby on Saturday, and Minnesota Denver game one. Forgot about that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
so
a lot going on.
Yeah,
Cubs Brewers.
Yeah, Cubs Brewers too. You got that going on. You're going to need some screens this weekend if this all lines up. If it gets to that point. Also, suspensions were handed down yesterday for that. Was it a melee, a skirmish, a scrum? What
a
do you want? A brawl, whatever you want to call it, in the Brewers Rays game the other day. Pat Murphy is just taking his. He got a two gamer, so Ricky Weeks is running things. Did fine yesterday. Is everybody else appealed?
Freddie Peralta got 5 games. Which I always laugh at. I'm like, oh, a starting pitcher gets a 5-game suspension.
But he's gonna miss his start this weekend against the Cubs.
Did he take his suspension, or is he going to delay it?
I think they're waiting to hear what happens.
Siri got 3 games. Peralta appealed. And Uribe.
Yeah, Uribe pitched again yesterday. I thought that was kind of crazy. He's pitching? Yeah, he came in.
Shouldn't like pitchers, if everyone else gets a 5-game suspension, shouldn't pitchers get a month?
Yep.
Well, that's why they try and make it where you're going to miss at least one start. I found that out yesterday, too. They try.
Yeah, but other players are missing 5 games.
Not Uribe. He's a reliever. He could pitch every day.
Well,
so a 6-game suspension, that really bites into your relief help. Sure, as long as it's not my team getting a 30-game suspension.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to fight too hard for this because I don't want my guys to sit out a month.
Hey, man, bring it up when some other team is involved in this, not ours.
It's probably a better idea.
Like they never thought about that.
That's what's keeping us out of the Radio Hall of Fame, dumb stuff like that. Stupid.
It looks like Dame has a burrito in his hand as he's getting on the plane yesterday.
Yeah.
He's going up the steps.
Oh, but baby.
This is from the Greek Hammer on X.
That'll get everybody talking.
He said,
it's got us talking.
Dame had a Chipotle burrito? Do you know what this means? Dame only eats Chipotle the day before a game. He says it gives him energy next day for the game, but he can't eat it the day of because it's too much. This means Dame is playing tomorrow.
That'd be tonight.
That'd be tonight. This was out, came out last night.
Tune in. Tune in tonight at 5:30.
Burrito came through.
Where is the game? TNT? ESPN?
TNT.
I know you can watch it on Bally's tonight, too.
TNT.
So, yeah. All right. Very good.
I'm watching Lisa and Marcus tonight.
All right. There you go. You're going to take the home?
Yeah.
Home
Yes. Yes. And the home crowd.
All right. Very good. Tim, we're out of time.
Gentlemen, go Bucks.
All right.